Hi, good morning. I do not have any financial relationships to disclose, and this work was supported by funding through the CDC, and however, none of the findings or conclusions are necessarily represent the official position of the CDC. So the objectives of today's presentation are to describe how continuous quality improvement can be used to improve community health outcomes, demonstrate how to use data about the food environment to inform progress on community initiatives, and evaluate the effectiveness of using continuous quality improvement in a community setting as it relates to Mass in Motion, a statewide initiative, obesity prevention initiative. I will give a brief overview of Mass in Motion as well as provide a closer look at one of the evidence-based community strategies. In January 2009, Massachusetts launched Mass in Motion to promote wellness, its initiative to promote wellness and to prevent overweight and obesity in the Commonwealth using CDC-recommended evidence-based strategies for community change. Mass in Motion was piloted in 13 cities and towns across the state. In September 2011, Massachusetts Department of Public Health was awarded two community transformation grants. This additional funding allowed Mass in Motion to expand to 52 cities and towns. The Mass in Motion Municipal Wellness and Leadership Grants, along with the Community Transformation Grants, aim to support communities in their efforts to address overweight and obesity by creating community environments that increase access to healthy eating and active living opportunities. Mass in Motion has 33 local grantees, each with a community coordinator given the responsibility of overseeing the implementation of strategies across the 52 Mass in Motion communities. Each coordinator has a regional liaison that provides technical assistance and general oversight on Mass in Motion activities. Approximately 33% of the state's population live in the 52 Mass in Motion cities and towns. The guiding principle for choosing these particular communities was based on socioeconomic status, diversity of population, prevalence of chronic disease risk factors and chronic disease burden, as well as a geographic distribution with an effort to select a sample of urban, rural, and suburban communities. The overall goal of Mass in Motion is to improve communities' health with a 5% reduction in obesity, death and disability due to tobacco use, and death and disability due to heart disease by 2016 through the implementation of evidence-based strategies for community change. Currently, there are 10 different strategies being implemented across the Mass in Motion municipalities. Mass in Motion community coordinators build their annual work plans based on evidence-based strategies for community-level obesity prevention adapted from CDC guidance. Taking into account local priorities, coordinators are allowed to select the strategies and initiatives that will best address the needs of their communities. Although most initiatives have overseeing guidelines and similar process measures, the coordinators have the freedom to modify and mold the implementation of the strategy that best fits the physical and cultural environment of their community. For example, the Healthy Market Initiative has communities partnering with local convenience stores to make healthy food and drink options available to customers, particularly those living in low-income neighborhoods or neighborhoods with limited access to food. The coordinators are tasked with recruiting a specified number of stores in their communities and then successfully converting those stores into designated markets that now offer healthy options, as outlined in the Healthy Market Guidelines developed at DPH. The recruitment and the conversion on corner stores is very time intensive and it's a slow moving process. So the coordinators have to keep in mind several community characteristics and local logistical considerations when recruiting and converting stores in an attempt to achieve the work plan objectives and milestones. Prior to the community transformation grants, the Department of Public Health had no formal evaluation plan for Mass in Motion, nor a general approach to assessing the progress of community initiatives, much less their effect on health outcomes. Due to the variability of strategy implementation, we needed a way to make sure that each coordinator is effectively making progress toward achieving their short and long-term objectives, as well as keeping them informed on the overall impact their efforts have on their community's health. This reorienting the coordinators to an outcomes to looking primarily at outcomes as opposed to primarily process proved to be a difficult step. We wanted to take a formal approach to analyzing the performance of an initiative by adopting a continuous quality improvement model that promotes the need for objective data to analyze and improve processes that will eventually lead to increased positive outcomes. The Plan, Do, Study, Act, or PDSA cycle, is a rapid cycle improvement model for carrying out change. Just as a circle has no end, the PDSA cycle should be repeated again and again for continual improvement. This type of cyclical quality improvement has been primarily used in manufacturing and healthcare settings with great success. So we adapted this model for use on improving community health outcomes. In an effort to help bring initiatives to the next level with the aim to improve overall health of the communities, the Massachusetts Department of Public Health created 52 individualized baseline progress reports for each of the Mass and Motion communities. The main purposes of the progress reports are to track progress of Mass and Motion initiatives, set meaningful targets and goals, and start a conversation that evolves over time. Through the progress reports, we wanted to make data actionable for the communities, determine if the communities are benefiting from Mass and Motion, and relay information that helps communities move in a positive direction. Through the continuous quality improvement approach, we use quantitative and qualitative data to improve the effectiveness of Mass and Motion efforts. This slide displays the 14 data sources used to inform the first round of progress reports. In order to efficiently create 52 documents with 14 data sources, we developed a process for automating the progress reports by building a web-based application. Data is entered into the back end and stored in a database. The user selects the desired community, and after some on-the-fly analysis, a report is then generated. This framework can be easily adapted for other groups, and extra data is easily added. In January 2013, the progress reports were disseminated internally to our community partners. This first round of progress reports was a baseline account of the health of the community and an overview of baseline process measures for the 2012 calendar year. The main elements of the progress report are the executive summary pages and the initiative pages. First, I will discuss the page one of the executive summary. This slide displays the top half of page one, which focuses on the baseline community level health behaviors and health outcomes. We wanted to bring awareness to long-term health outcomes to the forefront and to display any potential health disparity observed in a community in an attempt to help coordinators prioritize initiatives. Small area estimation methodology was used to make prevalence estimates for each Mass and Motion communities. This methodology uses BRFSS survey data combined with census data to produce municipal level outcomes. This statistical technique is used for subpopulations when sample sizes for the areas in question are too small. We display the small area estimates for the three most modifiable risk factors for chronic disease that are also intermediate outcomes of the Mass and Motion strategies, and also the three health outcomes with the highest potential to be affected by Mass and Motion activities over time. These baseline community estimates are compared to state estimates as well as the average estimate of similar communities. The second half of page one displays the successes and progress to date of the strategies implemented in the communities. We emphasize successes to give coordinators a snapshot of what they had achieved over the past year across the various strategies. As I stated earlier, each coordinator implements the initiatives in different ways, so the successes outlined are tailored to each community's efforts to acknowledge the fact that communities may face different barriers. Also, in an effort to take away any negative light the smaller estimates may shine on the community, we wanted to offer some positive things to say and help identify assets to help get partner buy-in. Okay, next, I'll talk about the second page of the executive summary. Although this is a baseline report, we wanted to include some trend data. So we compared municipal level health behaviors from before Mass and Motion was initiated to current health behavior estimates. General tips on the implementation of strategies were also given. Also, in an attempt to help coordinators understand the role that they play in making the communities healthier, we outlined the overall Mass and Motion objective in approachable and concrete terms to make the connection between the work they are doing on the ground and the general goal of Mass and Motion, which again is a 5% reduction in obesity and death and disability due to tobacco and heart disease. This framework set a roadmap for the next year, guiding coordinators on what they need to do and what they ultimately need to achieve. Next, I will review the initiative pages. For this progress report, we focused on the Healthy Market Initiative. Two types of data were collected. The initiative-only data relates to the process measures specific to that initiative, and evaluation data relates to the overall evaluation of Mass and Motion as it relates to the long-term goal. This slide displays the top half of the Healthy Market Initiative-only page. The baseline initiative-only page displays mainly process measures, particularly the number of stores recruited, and sets the next year's recruitment goal. This goal was based on the density of the convenience stores in the community. Qualitative data was collected throughout the calendar year, and successes from the past year are highlighted. The bottom half of the page gives an overview of the food retail environment in the community. This map displays the location of food retail stores in relation to the percent of community residents living in poverty in order to maintain a focus on health equity to aid coordinators in prioritizing stores for recruitment. Supplemental baseline data on the food environment was collected in a sample of Mass and Motion communities. The Community Nutrition Environment Evaluation Data System, or CNES, is a set of instruments developed by the UMass Medical School for objectively assessing the availability, quality, and price of common healthy and unhealthy food items in food stores in the Northeast region. The instruments take into account seasonal variations, cultural relevance, and utility to cardiovascular health research. The first round of data was collected in 571 grocery and convenience stores across 35 Mass in Motion municipalities. A Healthy Food Availability Index score, or HFI, is calculated for each store, a higher score indicating a greater availability and better quality of healthy foods. The HFI score ranges from 0 to 56. Food stores are scored on the availability and variety of healthy foods, including fruit, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, lean meats, reduced-fat dairy products, and unsweetened beverages. On average, corner stores score much lower than grocery stores, with most corner stores scoring in the low range and most grocery stores scoring in the optimal range. A Healthy Food Availability Index score is also calculated for the communities as a whole. The Community Healthy Food Availability Index is the average HFI score from the food retail stores evaluated in the municipality. The community HFI also ranges from 0 to 56 points, with a higher score indicating a greater availability of healthy foods in the community. This map shows the baseline distribution of community HFI across the evaluated communities. This slide displays an example of a healthy market page for an evaluation community that is also implementing the Healthy Market Initiative. In addition to the baseline community HFI score, an annual community HFI goal was calculated. The 2013 goal was based on the standard deviation from the community average. This goal was set so the 2016 HFI goal would be statistically different than the baseline score. Again, in an effort to help coordinators understand their progress on initiative-specific goals, there is still a focus on process measures. This map displays the location of food retail stores visited and evaluated by UMass Medical School field survey team. Food stores are categorized and color-coded by health index score. Always keeping health equity in the forefront, the stores were displayed over a layer of poverty level by census tract. Coordinators were also given a list of stores surveyed in their communities. Coordinators could use this information along with a map to help them prioritize stores for recruitment. Since these community progress reports are an innovative use of a continuous quality improvement model, we are still learning about the effectiveness of the reports. Qualitative and quantitative data from the past year has been continuously collected. We are still processing the data collected over 2013, so the effectiveness of the progress reports on community outcomes is still unknown. Preliminary process data shows that coordinators have made improvements across strategic measures. On the other hand, we have received some unanticipated outcomes resulting from the dissemination of the progress reports. The coordinators share the reports with their community stakeholders and other partners to inform them of the progress, and several coordinators reported an increased understanding of the Mass in Motion Evaluation Plan, as well as an improved collaboration between themselves and the UMass Medical Field Survey Team. And perhaps, although not unanticipated and most likely expected, it was still nice to see that several coordinators used the Healthy Market data to guide their 2013 work plan. Over the month of February 2013, we held regional phone calls with the coordinators to gauge the reception of the progress reports. The feedback on the progress reports ranged widely, and some coordinators did not hold back their feelings. We did receive mixed reviews on content, although several community coordinators felt that this was a novel way for them to see community-level data in one place. Some coordinators just did not feel that the progress reports accurately portrayed any real progress being made, nor highlighted the effort involved in their community work, since there was such a major focus on outcomes and long-term goals. There are also a few coordinators who just flat out did not believe the data and questioned our methodology. They thought the progress reports were highlighting weaknesses and that we were trying to place blame or fault on them for the state of their community's health, which is not what we were trying to do at all. We were just simply trying to inform and guide, knowing full well that community health is a slow process. Sometimes objective data is not always pretty, and people just may not know how to deal with the data in a critical way. But we did receive some constructive criticism. Coordinator suggested that we add more community data from other local community sources and that we add more detailed suggestions to meeting challenges and overcoming barriers. The development and dissemination of this baseline progress report has definitely been a learning experience. We're now looking toward the future of the progress reports. We plan to add additional pages with newly available data from the field surveys. We will look into incorporating feedback from the communities as is feasible. We are discussing possible format changes to improve the attractiveness of the reports. And since we'll have more than one time point of data collection for some measures, we'll be able to focus on movement to provide better feedback on initiative progress. The next round of progress reports is due for dissemination in January 2014. The development of the progress reports was definitely a team effort. I would like to thank the following people for their support throughout this process. My colleagues at Massachusetts Department of Public Health, Tom Land, Bonnie Andrews, Joshua Vogel, James Buskowitz, and Lonnie Terramina. Our partners at the University of Massachusetts Medical School, the Community Transformation Grant Team at the Department of Public Health, and the Mass in Motion Community Liaisons and Community Coordinators. Thank you. Any questions? It was a long process. It was started at DPH with my boss we had said we would do it as part of our community transformation implementation plan. So, but the process was about 6 months to take to meet, and we met with liaisons, we met with other team leads of the community transformation grant team. So just sort of, you know, bringing back several iterations of what we thought it would look like, and then finally we were able to get it processed or automated. So that was sort of toward the end of the final hour that came in to help with the process. It was just definitely like a month's worth of work to get everything together. Yeah.
Do you have a plan for this to live beyond the transition to a community asset?
We would like to. We're not sure how it's going to work yet. We're still working on how the next year. Yeah, we do sort of use some of the same data there, so some of the smaller estimates are also on our Healthy Mass. So we're still not sure how exactly it's going to look, but yeah, I think we would like it to show, because I think it will be useful for the communities in the end. So, don't know yet. Okay, thank you.
Some more time for other questions, too. I don't know if everyone wants to come back up and...
If there are other questions, I might have a few. Just to ask, or I don't know if you guys, the room is small enough if you just want to take other questions from there, but one thing that I was curious about is we have people kind of, you know, all representing CTG work, you know, CPBW, so that's that, you know, community change, environmental change work, and you're all representing kind of different content specialties and backgrounds. So some advice, or if you have any thoughts in, you know, using these innovative technologies, what advice kind of from, you know, the public health, you know, content area, from the health department, interfacing with the people who might be the GIS experts, you know, the programmers, you know, that kind of thing. Any advice about starting that process, or what, you know, you have found really useful in developing those relationships? And I think on the other side, when you come at it from maybe more of that, you know, the technology, the GIS, the urban planning, kind of wrapping your head around and interfacing with that public health, that field, and, you know, those workers. Is there any particular insights or things that you've noticed over time?
What I did not show, I showed basically analysis, but we also did something else with that analysis. We had what we call a community food system roundtable. And what I did was, you saw the target areas, the census tracts, the red ones. I produced a 6-foot map by 4-foot wide, several of these. And we held a workshop with people who work in farmers markets, people who do community gardens, people who work in local food processing, basically different elements of the food system. And we got CRA directors and urban planners from transportation, and we got school people. And we got about 60 of these individuals, basically people who work in the food system and people who basically plan in public health or the urban planning environment. And we broke them into three groups, and each group had a large 6-foot map of not only those target areas, but also the existing farmers markets and community gardens, urban farms, and schools. And we gave them tracing paper, and they were tasked with come up with a food system plan for the county. So each group was assigned two sections of the food system. So one group had production, growing food, and processing food. Another group had transportation and storage. Another group had Eden and waste renewal or composting. And they had to combine that with the comprehensive plan, like transportation, open space and parks or schools. And so what was interesting is that this is the first time we moved from this kind of mapping exercise to evaluate and plan to actually generate new ideas, new strategies. And within an hour, it took like an hour to talk and get everyone understand and give the background, and they worked together for an hour. We came up with 43 strategies across this. So now we picked about 10 people from this group that want to take these maps and do this now with different planning departments. So we will go to Broward County Transit and hold this kind of workshop in a small setting, maybe just 10 people with the transit planners, and they'll come up with a food system plan for transit. And we will do the same thing with the school department. We'll do the same thing with the Broward Growth Management Department. So the GIS maps have now become, once they're on paper or literally on a large paper, are a common measure. And that's, I think, what it's needed. You need a common measure, and maps are a good way of doing it. A graph kind of does it for everyone to come up with a strategy. And ways to evaluate that strategy too. So we come up with different ways, like, you know what, we should evaluate our strategies this way. And so it's grown beyond CDG. I think that might answer the question, how this technology, if you take it out of the computer, put it on a huge paper, you make it a workshop prop, it's a great way of generating ideas and bringing people together at the table. Yep.